Welcome to an all-new episode of Tap Into College Goff. I'm your host, Brandy Jackson, and after a semi, but yet maybe not even semi-successful professional golf career, I have been working in this college recruiting industry for about 13 years now, and I've loved it. It has been such a blessing to transition into doing something that I had no idea what I was doing when I started, no idea how to run a business, to speak publicly, much less start a podcast, but so much of my business has helped me grow and mature and learn these skills. And that's what I love getting to do with all of you young ladies as you go through this recruiting process and have to tackle some of these things and learn how to do these skills with communicating with coaches and connecting with coaches and all that comes with that. So just, it's just so much fun to be able to do it. And I love it. And to see the growth that you all young ladies have as we go through this. Folks, we are back with an all-new season of Tap Into College Goff. I'm your host, Brandy Jackson, and it's just me here today. Gonna do a few of these episodes here and there. Of course, we will be doing college coach interviews and a few others. I know we kind of take these little breaks. It's just part of being in this industry. It's part of having your own business. Things shift, things change, life changes. I know some of y'all follow my social media, personal social media, especially. You see, I've been fostering dogs this past 6 or 7 months. So you may hear a few barks here and there. You may hear me have to pause. Typically I would put them in the crates. I just was doing some work this morning and, one of my posts this past week made me think about this topic. And sometimes it's just those random things that you think about and you're like, hey, these girls really need to hear this. So I hopped on. So actually all four of the dogs are around, two of the pups are under me and the other two dogs are sitting by the window. So hopefully I can get through this. This will be a short episode, but just wanted to hop on here and talk about this and just kind of catch up a little bit on, kind of what's been going on. You know, business has changed a little bit and it's getting ready to change again. I won't dive into all of that. Maybe the next episode, we'll talk a little bit about that. Follow social media. There's going to be some updates on some of that for where things are changing a little bit. Nothing major, nothing drastic, only adding and adjusting and, you know, the recruiting process and things are always changing. So business is always evolving. But we are in the middle of fall season, which is high school girl season for a lot of girls. Not all girls are in season right now, but for a lot of the girls, obviously college season is going on, which is always a great time to kind of really be active with things. We'll start doing some coach interviews. Obviously, they're all really busy right now, but as they start to kind of wind down, that's always a great time for me to catch up with the coaches. So we'll definitely be doing that. But it is a very busy time from a recruiting process, so it was something that I see some of you girls struggle with a little bit. It's something I definitely did throughout junior golf, college golf, professional golf, and even especially starting my business and just especially with social media and then also just in life, personal life, professional life. But this is kind of key two words that I like to kind of use as a way to encompass what you really need to embrace as a female, as an athlete, as somebody who's trying to really kind of market themselves, but is really learning how to humbly shine. And that's kind of the way I look at it. It's really learning how to be confident about yourself, but yet maintaining this humbleness about you that is still approachable and still in a learning process, especially when you're just a teenager. I mean, you've still got so much to learn throughout your life and throughout your athletic career. So you've still got to be open to so much, but yeah, you've got to be confident enough to kind of know where that boundary is. Cause sometimes if you do open that door too much, you can take in way too much advice and get very overwhelmed. And maybe get too easily influenced, but want to kind of start a little bit on the confident side of things, give you a few little things about, you know, really kind of being confident and how to look at that and then kind of how to remain humble at the same time and how to blend those two together. And kind of what I've learned, what I see again, both through even social media and then through the interview process with things and maybe leading into life and those kinds of things. But from a confident side, again, just in how you talk and how you perceive yourself, you really want to be confident in your abilities and things that you see that you do well. It's okay to take pride in those things and talk positive about those things and know that there are things that you know you do well, things that you know you do well, and being proud of those things and speaking highly of yourself. It's okay to do that. This is not about bragging and boasting about them, and it's not about getting on social media and posting, you know, pictures, you know, and I'm hoping this isn't a getting too far into this, but this isn't about, you know, how you look maybe and posting, you know, inappropriate pictures on social media. I'm not talking about that from a looks perspective. I'm talking about things that you're proud of, achievements and things that you've done, things you've worked hard about, you know, accomplishments you've had, you know, academic things you've done, skills and habits and activities and awards and achievements and just, you know, those types of things that, you know, that you know you're good at within your golf game, things that you're good at within workouts and academics and studies and musical abilities, those things that you know, or even your personality traits, you know, things that you possess, things about being a good teammate, those types of things. It's okay to speak highly about those things, especially when you're asked by a coach, you know, what are things that you know you bring to the table and bring to a team that you know, are strengths. Talk about those things in a very positive way. Don't hide from them. Don't feel like it's wrong, especially when you're asked about those and in a setting where you need to highlight them. Be confident about it. Be assertive with it. Be confident in it. That's okay. That's that time to really let yourself shine. And then even in a daily, day in and day out life, again, like, be comfortable with that. Don't hide from it. Again, there is definitely a line. A lot of teenagers and college kids and adults and everybody definitely crosses that line. Again, social media definitely opens the door for that. Sometimes it's an image, it's fake, it's social media. It 100% goes to a different level. Again, not trying to get into image and appearances. That's a totally different category of what I'm trying to talk about here. But, you know, just even in your daily life, just being comfortable with knowing some things you're good at and being able to own that and being comfortable that it's okay to be confident in that and comfortable in that. And definitely from a recruiting perspective and from an interview process when you're asked those things, that is a time to feel like you can shine and accept that. So really think about these things. I work with a lot of the girls, with all the girls that I work with, to get them to really kind of think about these things. Of course, you don't want to just say them if you're not. So you want to be able to really think about these things that you do well and know that it is things that you do well and be able to back it up for sure. So again, both some physical things from a golf perspective, maybe mentally, personality-wise, those kinds of things. And just know them and just be comfortable in them and be confident in them and be okay being able to share them and just embrace it and enjoy that these are good things and it's okay to be confident and let those shine through and be okay being that way. Again, I've had to learn how to do it through my business because if I hid from that, I know I'm an adult, I have a business, I have to embrace that. It's a little bit different, but at the same time, it's very similar from what you all from a recruiting perspective have to do. It's just a little step down tier for sure, but it's very similar. I mean, if I didn't talk, you know, somewhat good about what I do and that I'm good at my job and, you know, helping these girls and connecting with coaches and doing all that. I mean, I try to do it in the most humble way. I definitely try not to brag and, you know, definitely honest about what it is and, you know, what I can do. And I'd rather undersell and over deliver for sure. But, you know, if I didn't, I don't think I would still have a business. So I've definitely learned how to embrace that, but try to find the balance of it. But it is, it's very similar to what you all as girls have to do kind of through this recruiting piece, is, you know, be comfortable with that. So it's a very similar parallel here as to what I do within my business that what you all have to do as well, going through the recruiting process. So just like I said, there's that humble side of it. If you go overboard, if you do too much, you know, it becomes a turnoff. If you're too cocky about it, if you're too boastful, if it's fake, if it's things that you really aren't actually good at, or if you kind of, you know, really make out like there's not things that you struggle with, or you think you're the smartest in the room always, or you're the best at everything, or you're not willing to learn from other people, and you just take it to another level, then it becomes a turnoff. Or if you're just too impatient and you're not willing to just kind of wait, you know, for things to happen as they should, again, or you're just, like I said, too cocky and those kinds of things, you definitely becomes too much of a turnoff. So you've got to find that balance of being able to be, remain humble about it, but not so humble that, you get eaten up by the process, or you just get to where you don't have enough confidence that you can't, be comfortable with it, and you can't embrace the challenges, and you can't handle some criticism. Criticism is a huge thing. It's a huge, you know, you've got to be able to handle the feedback. You've got to be able to handle a little bit of critique when people tell you, you know, a lot of times when people are trying to tell you you're doing things a little bit wrong, or you need to make some adjustments, or hey, you know, maybe try this way, or trying to give you some things, you know, you need to be taking notes about things when people are, you know, above you in status or above you in experience, and they're trying to tell you things. Yeah, you can't take everything. You've got to kind of be picky and choosy, you know, and again, just kind of like what I talked about with knowing your strengths and kind of knowing what to take in, because you can't take everything everybody tells you. Again, you will get overwhelmed, but do try to take bits and pieces of what people tell you. Know that most of the time, most everybody out there is, a lot of people out there do have your best interest in mind, especially people who've gotten to know you, who you can tell genuinely have your best interest in mind. Know that typically they are trying to help you, and be humble enough that you're willing to learn from them, and that you're always trying to put yourself in the room where you're not the smartest person and those people are, and you're trying to take notes, and you can handle that critique and a little bit of that criticism, because that is how you get better. If you're never willing to do that, and you never allow somebody that's maybe trying to just say, hey, try it this way, or hey, I notice you're doing that, and maybe, you know, that comes across this way, you've got to be willing to handle that. And that's where that humble piece comes in, to know that, hey, I'm not the best. And, you know, I'm humble enough to know that I've got to work on some things. So again, learning how to just really listen to others, embrace what others say and what they have to say, not being so boastful about what you are good at that it comes across as being just cocky. So in both, kind of that kind of humble has kind of two pieces to that, both not being so cocky and boastful about your strengths that it becomes a turnoff, and also not being so caught up in how good you are and being the smartest that you're not willing to listen to those that maybe are trying to help you and help you get better. So there's kind of twofold there on what that being humble means in that. So both sides of that can really prevent you from getting better, getting those opportunities, because it'll either be a turnoff to your friends and to coaches, potential opportunities that are there. And also it'll get you, like I said, it'll really prevent you from getting better. Those people out there that really have your best interest in mind, that are trying to help you get better, if you're just not willing to learn and you think you know what's best, then you will never get better. You're never going to learn from other people. So having that humbleness and just being humble, just again, just knowing, you know, I definitely, you know, I've had this business for a long time. I really do try to work hard. I get on webinars. I try to learn from others in different businesses. I work a lot with the guys at the gym that I train with. We're always tossing around ideas. They ask me to help them with a lot of stuff. And even if it's not my business, you know, it's not the same industry I'm in, when I help them with stuff, it helps me with my business a lot of times. I've had a few other people ask me to help them with start their podcast, and it's helped me learn stuff. I follow a lot of other people in different industries, and I actually go in and try to like kind of follow their process of how do they get clients? How do they create their content? You know, there's so much. I've been doing this for 12, 13 years now. And so much that I've learned from other people who have had success in their industry that I then say, okay, how can I make this work for my business? And they're much better and much more successful, especially in an industry like what we're in with what we do from a consulting perspective. There wasn't an outline for this. So, you know, it wasn't like an insurance business or marketing or something where there's all these other people doing it. When I first started this as well, there was only a few of us, you know, starting these businesses on this consulting side of things. So we didn't have anything to go off of. So I had to kind of outline other businesses and how did they create newsletters and how did they do marketing and how did they do these things. So I was on all these webinars and doing all this stuff and put in a ton of time just trying to learn how to content and all these things. So again, you have to be willing to do things with other people who are, you know, better than you, even if it's not even in the same industry that you're in. So for golfers, you know, sometimes it's actually looking at other athletes and seeing, you know, how are they doing things mentally, building strength, those kinds of things. Maybe not necessarily physical strength, that maybe not that, but like mental strength or, you know, stuff like that that they're doing, nutrition, certain things like that. Even sometimes looking at other athletes and just learning from them. Sometimes you can pick up some cues on like, how are they doing things? So just always trying to learn from other people. I think such a big thing too. So again, I'm kind of getting off on a tangent. I don't know. This morning, I was just anxious to get on here and start talking again. I've kind of missed doing the podcast. I really love doing this. It's just sometimes it's hard when there's so much else going on. Summertime's so busy with junior tournaments. But I really love doing this. I'm really excited to get some more episodes coming out. Even if it is just me hopping on here, I hope y'all don't mind listening to it being just me. Try to keep the episodes kind of short, condensed, just a couple of little things here and there mixed in with those coach interviews because I know y'all love them. So definitely got some of those planned. There's a lot of coach changes happening. Got some great coaches that I know are excited to come on. I've already talked to them. We just got to find some good times to do it. So looking forward to that, but I'll leave you on that note. So again, just get out there and really just embrace learning how to humbly shine your way through the day, through life, on your social media, through those interviews with college coaches, which I hopefully a lot of y'all are having out there. And if you're not, and you're 2025 out there, I know you feel like it's a crazy process right now. I promise you there is a long process going on. Lots to happen. 2024s, lots going on still as well. 2026s, 27s, 28s, 29s. Lots to do, lots to go. So I hope everybody has just an awesome day. As always, if you need any help, you know how to find me. Social media, BrandyJacksonGolf.com or BrandyJacksonGolf.com, my website, Instagram @BrandyJacksonGolf. Feel free to reach out. And again, thanks for tapping in to College Golf.